Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 4 o'clock. That means we are joined by the host of the Jordan Mailata show. That is Jordan Mailata. Hey, Jordan.
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy. How we doing?
Mate. Long time no see.
There we go. You stole that joke before I could. So, so today is your day off. Do you separate yourself from football at all on your day off? Do you try to put your brain somewhere else, not think about it? What does a day off for Jordan look like?
That is exactly what I do. Do anything that is not football related. Mm-hmm. Just spend time with my wife. Pretty much it on Tuesdays. Sit on the couch, watch TV, watch movies.
Talk to us.
Talk to you guys. If there's something that I have booked, meeting-wise for something, then I'll do that. Just anything that's not football-related.
And how difficult is that for your brain? I know for me, it's very hard for me not to think about work, even when I'm not working. Is it difficult for you to get your brain there, or have you trained yourself with this schedule with a way to do that?
Nah, it's pretty easy. Yeah, you got to train yourself. I think the longer you're in the league, you want the time off.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's one day. We get one day off, yeah. And got to make the most of it. And I think just to really take a breath and take a step back from the facility and all things football is nice. So,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives you a chance to recharge, give you a chance to sort of renew your mind and everything, and you come in Wednesday, it's like a fresh start, ready to go for a new team, new game plan, new opponent.
Yeah. I like that.
Now I feel bad asking you about football. What's your favorite candy?
Hey, man.
I was just your body's a temple. You would never eat candy.
Better than what candy is.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple of times last night when we were talking about the first half. You said, a lot of it from an offensive for a lack of success standpoint was that you guys were not executing in a way that you believed that you could. And you said it a couple of times about the running game that you're a block away. How do you, when you're not able to practice as much during the regular season as you're doing in training camp, how do you get there, right? How do you get from point A to point B when the issue is that you're just not playing to the level of that you know you're capable of? How do you get there?
I mean, the best practice is, the second half. You really have to, it's focus. You got to be locked in. And, I think once we came in at halftime, we were just trying to pinpoint the mistakes that we were making and how we can better that. And so, I think the second half was probably the best reps that we could get of overcoming adversity, of re-locking back in, because it was a rough pretty rough start, and, you know, what better way to practice that than to actually do it in the game? And so you got to lock back in. You got to, again, overemphasize the communication. And I think that's what we did. And I think that's why we were able to put points in the second half and kind of come back and help our defense out a little bit.
I tell you, a big thing will be interesting to watch for you guys this week, Jordan, is coming off of such an emotional win, the way Sunday's game was, putting that behind you and getting to this next game, right? You know, you get a win like that, that win doesn't just go away for a lot of people around you, outside noise. That's a game that we'll be talking about for weeks and years to come, but including this week, people still want to talk about how do you guys sort of get away from what happened Sunday and that excitement and get refocused trying to get ready for Tampa this week?
I think with the culture and the guys that we have in the locker room, I think it'd be pretty easy to move on. Mm. Just guys understanding that, you know, what we did last week was last week, and we got to be where our feet are at. And, you know, this week it's the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that's all we'll focus on. As emotional as it was, I think the professional side of each football player will come out and force everybody to move on faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense? You know, yep. just get everyone to carry on to the next game. And, you know, I certainly will be, that will be my message, as emotional as last week was. Now, let's get better this week. Let's move on. Let's address what we need to address, you know, to get better. And then, yeah, focus on Tampa. Because this week, you know, again, not going to be an easy game. So, got to look back in.
I know that it's not a long time in between the first half and the second half, but when you go into the locker room after a first half like Sunday, what is the vibe in the locker room, and what is being said? How do you react to it when you guys are just with yourselves during halftime?
You try to be as positive as you can. You know, keep the spirits high, because, you know, it's not fun when you're going three and out, and everyone knows that. Everyone is, you know, their toughest critic, and so you just got to be positive, and you got to, you know, have those conversations in there about how we can get to the best runs possible, how we can create explosives, how we can, you know, get the ball out to AJ and Smitty. So, you know, those are all the things that we're doing, and, you know, just trying to keep the mood positive and high in the locker room, especially after a half like that. Mm-hmm. You never want to come in and, you know, beat up on each other. It's already a terrible feeling that we're not helping out.
Yeah, I would have been bad in the locker room. Yeah.
You just can come up with being positive and come up with the solutions, man. You know, there's no room for panic.
Yeah.
Everyone's in there. Everyone knows, like, you know, we just got to figure out and be problem solvers.
Yeah, I had no solutions, no problem solving, just yelling, all emotion. Like, that was I mean, taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Somebody would be like, man, Ike, shut up. Sit down, man. Like, yeah.
We're trying to figure something out here.
Yeah, I'm all emotion, Jordan, and when we're not playing as well as you guys did in that first half. Yeah, I was like the emotion guy, man. But I tell you, you guys came out in that second half, and you certainly, even though that first drive ended with the way it did, but after that, it felt like there was a sense of urgency there, and you guys sort of—I hate to say—you turned, flipped the switch, but it certainly seemed like a light went off, and it was like it's go time now.
Yep, yeah, that sense of urgency. Urgency was definitely talked about in the halftime, and so, you know, again, no room for panic. We all got to be problem solvers and figure out, you know, what's going on, and so that's what it's like.
Yeah.
When you guys during the week are meeting with coaches and the rest of the personnel on offense about what the plan is for the next game, how much of that is the coaches explaining to you what we're going to do, and how much of it is a back and forth conversation from everybody about what could be done?
I think it's both. I don't think the conversations happen during the week, throughout the week up until game day. you know, about the, I guess, players' input, what players like to run. That happens throughout the week. But, you know, our coaches do a great job of building the game plan. And when we get in tomorrow, we'll get our first and second down, our game plan about what we're doing in the pass and run game. And, you know, we'll look at that. We'll look at the film and see why we're running those plays. Because, you know, they've obviously put in the time to watch all the film. You know, I guess that's their role, right, as coaches?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they come up with we look at the DNA of the defense that we're going up against and see what runs, see what passes look good, you know, against them. And that's what we'll show. And so then we'll go to practice, we'll run them, and then we'll come back with feedback. Like, hey, we really like this. This run to this defense, and we'll have those conversations up until game day. Might tweak a couple things here and there just based off you know, some of the things that we'll see on film, and, you know, and what we feel like as players can influence the play.
Mm-hmm. When you're playing in Tampa on Sunday, it'll be hot as hell.
Again,
week four, always.
Yeah.
Do you? How early does the hydrating thing start for you? I know it must sound like a silly question, but is that a few days before that you start preparing for that when you're playing in a climate like that?
No, I've already started.
There you go.
Started hydrating. Well, one, the hydration is really good for post game. So I'm still just hydrating for the game that we just played on Sunday. I'm trying to get back to, you know, normal, balanced, like, hydration level. And so, you know, I think it's all week long. It doesn't really, you know, I guess that's being a professional.
that's the way it's
good. Yeah, it doesn't stop for me. You know, the hydration is a major emphasis this week, but you know, I feel like I've always been on top of that, and I think they do a great job, the Eagles, of you know, again, stressing and teaching us about the importance of hydration, and not just that we're playing in Tampa, but just all season round. And so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be fine, man. I think we'll be good.
So we mentioned the frequency in which you guys play Tampa. It seems like every year. I mean, seriously, for the last 5 years, it seemed like you played them at least once.
They're in the NFC East.
Right. Yes, they may as well be in the NFC East. But that also means both teams are very familiar with each other. What are some of the things that you guys want to do from an offensive line and protection standpoint going up against Todd Bowles and his defenses, and we know how aggressive he likes to be, sending extra guys. Like, what are you making sure that you're prepared for going up against this Tampa defense?
Yeah, I think even just right now, just learning from the past game that we just played, I think being more, again, simplifying the communication in protection. We know this guy likes to bring the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he likes to bring seven guys. Sometimes he'll bring six guys. He'll show eight, bring six, show eight, bring eight, you know, show seven, bring seven, show seven, drop seven. That's even possible.
That's possible. It is.
Yeah. so, you know, so like for us, just making sure that, again, we don't have any miscues with our running backs in protection so they know where they're going. So that we know which five we have as an offensive line. And who Jalen and who Saquon or whoever's back there, running back wise, who they have in pass protection. So that for me, that's just one thing that I want to clear up this week.
So, Jordan, before we let you go, and we appreciate you giving us 15 minutes of your time on your day off, I just want you to know that behind the scenes here, there is momentum gaining. That I know it's only week four,
yep,
you know, in the season, but if you guys were to, you know, capture the ultimate prize this year of tossing Steiny, of tossing Michael Steinberg at an event,
we
do have some, you know, and this is a person that I know you're obviously much bigger and stronger than me, but I feel like Steiny is a guy that I could also toss, even given my physical stature. So there is momentum here.
Oh my God! I will not be tossing Stein. That is not going to be a thing.
Yes. Yet. We'll get a couple in here.
This is worse than what were we trying to get in answer last year?
Who was the best for beat reporter?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's even worse.
Well, I'll give you a choice. You can either name the best beat reporter or toss Steiny. It's one of the two.
Okay.
All right, Jordan.
All right, brother.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck on Sunday, Jordan.
Appreciate it.
There he is. Thank Jordan Mailata.
He's like, man, these dudes is crazy.
Every time he thinks he's getting out of that part of the conversation, it is coming
back.
We
got bits, Jordan.
Lots of bits.
And
Tossin Steiny's one of them.
Embrace the bits.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Brian in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
How you doing? So, I'm definitely on Ike's side. I don't think they are going to do it, but I feel like they need to be more aggressive. I think it's just better for the mental of the whole team, for Jalen, especially for AJ. We talked about for 2 weeks if AJ's going to get traded, if he's going to bring a book out. Like, I feel like it's great for the mental. It's great for the mental of the fans. It's great for the mental of my FanDuel account. Like, I agree. It's what we need.
Yes.
It's what we need, honestly. And, like, I really don't think they are going to do it. They're probably going to go with what they know and – I guess it is what it is. They're winning that way, but I would like to see them be more aggressive.
Well, I do think there is, and I know it's everyone, and I know, Ike and Elliot debated this for a while. I do think there is something to Jalen just throwing the ball. You know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a bomb to AJ Brown down the sideline. There are opportunities, and we see them every week, and we saw that last year. And he needs to be able to find the balance. And we had hoped that it was the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl that sort of unlocked that confidence.
Yeah.
And maybe it didn't, you know, for the first three games. There's 5 months in between that game and when you're playing again. Yeah. But this is fresh in his mind. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, I saw Fran Duffy posted something, a video on Twitter of him showing the very same play in the first half of the Rams game and the second half of the Rams game that resulted in a huge gain to AJ Brown in the second half. I think that was the one, and ended up in nothing in the first half.
Right.
And some of that is, I do think there is something to, I think the confidence builds as it's happening, but I do think there is something to, well, we're down 20 points, Might as well. And when there's nothing to lose, that, you know, teams play freer when not that you want to get down 20 points, but teams, I think, play freer when there's nothing to lose.
I agree.
You know, so I think that the coaches obviously need to be part of it. But I do think there is some of it for him that just has to be, look, if you not that you should take a chance that is risky or
reckless. But, yeah. You don't want to be reckless with the football.
But you don't. Yeah, you don't have an arm. You don't have Josh Allen's arm. I get it. But you have an arm that's good enough to make normal NFL throws.
Yeah.
And have confidence in yourself that you can make that throw, because the minute that you doubt yourself, that the split second you wait, it's gone.
Yeah.
If you don't just react and throw it,
man, grip
it's
and
gone.
Rip it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telling
so,
you.
So yeah. I think it's on him too.
So I also wanted to make a quick OG Wade point.
And,
Jack could vouch for me because I called at 2 o'clock before your guys' call. I was going to say, I was like, yo, when OG Wade calls, I want you guys to bring up, I don't know if you heard, he has a 4-point system. But they did not win the 4-point system on Sunday. They did not. I think that the turnovers was a push, and I think they went 0-for-3 on the others. So I wanted you guys to ask, though. It's funny it came up.
Yeah.
We got to hold him accountable.
He didn't really lean on the 4-point system this week. Yeah.
Now, do trenches count on the blocked field goals?
Well, sure.
But that would go in his. We're all that honesty.
It's a 60-minute game, though.
But that's the two biggest.
They didn't win in the trenches overall, I don't think.
But they created two big plays.
So would it be a push?
That's a real stretch. My biggest problem with the 4-point system is that it's 4 points. You can't have a system that determines whether you win or lose when it can be 2-2. To be a 5-point system.
He didn't think this all the way out.
It has to be a 5-point system. I am begging him to make it a 5-point system.
Well, if he was smart, he would throw special teams in there, and we had special teams.
They lost that too.
Kickoff, but.
I guess they would have won that with the block punt, but also the kickoffs are so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Another push.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Thank you for the call, buddy. Yeah.
I mean, his fifth point would be like, just do they have Jalen Hurts or not?
Yeah, but he's got he's had the 4-point system long enough. I pointed out the problem in the 4-point system 6 months ago. He hasn't adjusted it.
Yeah, and you brought up something there that I want to add to, because arguing with Elliot. You know, this is the slippery slope of arguing with Elliot.
Yes.
You get locked in to argue with him, and now you're...
What you want to do is win.
You're arguing with him.
Yes.
Yes. Forget about the overall point that's being made. It's arguing with him. So I say that to say my overall point in all of that was that I want to see them do more of what they did in the second half. It's not this person's fault. It's not that person's fault. This person's to blame. That person's to blame. All I know is that coming out of that game... I would feel as coaches on the offensive side and the offense, the players, that, man, you see, we can do this. Like, we can do this. We don't have to wait until we're down 3 scores. Like, we can do this. And I would hope, Jalen, if confidence has been an issue to where he's being conservative and don't want to turn the ball over, dude, you were throwing the ball all around the schoolyard in that second half, and you had the one turnover-worthy play. I can remember. That's the one. He had the one turnover-worthy play. But I'll exchange that for that type of passing offense. If I'm going to get 3 touchdowns and 200 yards in a half, I'll accept that.
Well, by the way, the guy I love, Baker Mayfield, leads the NFL in turnover-worthy plays. He does.
And he's 3-0.
Yeah, the truth is that sometimes they don't ever talk about touchdown-worthy plays that you threw and the guy dropped. And, you know, I don't know if there's stat for that as well. So either the other guy caught the ball or he didn't catch the ball.
Yep.
The guy on the Rams did not catch the ball. So they're going to drop him a lot of times, too. Just throw the ball.
Didn't it look just better?
Yes.
You know, if it looked better.
It looked like football.
It was fun.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it was fun.
Am I taking crazy pills?
No.
Like, didn't that offense look better?
Of course. Style points matter. When you're watching the game, I want to watch it. I don't want to watch that Chiefs game again. Are you kidding me? I don't care if they win. I was bored to tears.
Like Drew said.
What's that?
Like Drew said. Drew Brees.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's boring. Come on. Wake up. Entertain me.
We got bets to win.
Yes. 215-592-9494.
That's on the list of reasons why. Yes.
It's getting higher and higher. The Lions-Ravens game last night, that's football.
Why don't you guys bet unders every once in a while?
No, life's too short. Everyone knows that. Right.
I tried that. I was trying to be cute.
Didn't work. Yeah, no. All right. Phil's back in action tonight. We'll talk about it a little bit next. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. And three against the Marlins with the opportunity to clinch the 2 seed. Magic number's 2. So we'll talk about that and talk to you as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Glad to be with you here today. Really glad. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. I wasn't being sarcastic there. I know it sounded sarcastic. I actually am. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, I'm requesting a new Twitter question because this one is, do you want the Eagles offense to come out more aggressive Sunday to the Bucs, against the Bucs? I want the question to be, do you want the Eagles to throw the ball more against the Bucs than they have? Because that is really what we're talking about. When we say be more aggressive, we're talking about throw the ball. I know we're all talking about the coward's draw, the third and 19 draw plays, I think on one end that. But when we talk about being more aggressive, we're talking about throwing the ball.
So, early.
Early. Throwing the ball early. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jack, do you want to talk about a little bit of baseball?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
We got a loaded Jackie Baseball Report today.
We do?
Yeah, absolutely loaded.
Okay.
So, no Harper in the lineup tonight. He is sick. He has an illness.
Oh, there's been something going around.
They first said it was a rest day and then changed to an illness.
Okay.
Didn't pass my smell test that he would just take a rest day after being off yesterday. And we're on 30 home run chase.
And we're on 2 games to clinch the bye.
Which he talked about over the weekend about how much the bye means to him.
Uh-oh. He's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
what does he have?
Well, honestly, I was getting worried about something with the wrist again.
Okay. So you'd rather have it be sick.
Yeah, I didn't love the swings over the weekend.
Okay.
I didn't see much power coming from the swings this weekend. So I'm glad that at least it's something besides, you know, that.
Unless they're lying.
Unless they're lying. Yeah. But again, he's not. So Trey, they are hopeful that he's going to play this weekend. He took some live hacks on the field today. So 75-80% is what they, or 70-75% according to Rob Thompson.
I saw Terran Hatcher posted a little video of him taking BP. It was nice to see Trey swinging the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had mentioned Friday as a day they thought they might be able to get him in there.
Yeah, and it would be obviously big.
Yes.
Needed him to play this weekend.
Yeah. Sosa back?
Sosa not back yet. They're giving him one more day.
Okay.
And then should be back tomorrow.
Okay.
And Wheeler officially went over decompression surgery in St. Louis yesterday.
Hmm.
So that is... I guess he's on the mend now.
Yeah, it's a scary-sounding surgery, so yes. I'm glad it was successful.
Marlins in town? They've actually won 9 of their last 10.
They've been frisky all year, actually, the Marlins.
They went through a bad spell.
Yeah.
That's how they're, you know, they're 9 games under 500. But, yes, they are heating up at the wrong time. It is official. The ABS system is coming next year. To Major League Baseball. So they announced it like literally right before the show. So the ABS system is coming. They keep making changes to baseball. But this one, I actually think, given what we've seen with umpires this year, like it was time. It's not going to be every pitch. You get 2 challenges and can keep them if successful. So
2 challenges per game.
Yeah.
Okay, and you keep it if it's successful.
Yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, the ABS system is the opportunity for a pitcher, catcher, or batter to challenge a ball or strike call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when they want to challenge it, the player taps their head, and it takes less than 10 seconds for the challenge, mm-hmm. from what I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And then if you're right, you get to keep your challenge.
Yeah.
I think if I hate replay in general. But replay that takes 5 or 10 seconds, is the reason I hate replay generally is because it takes too long and it's stupid or whatever. But they have the technology to do this right away.
Yeah.
And I think it does add a little bit of strategy. And I can just imagine during a playoff game when a pitcher throws a pitch and the whole crowd is going like, tap your head! Everybody's going like this. I think a successful challenge would be getting punched out on a successful challenge.
And like a player, you don't want to use it too early in a game.
Yep.
Do players act selfishly and use one in like the first inning?
Yeah.
You know, like there's going to be little strategy things with that.
I guess they'll have to police too the ability to convey to the pitcher, hitter, or catcher whether somebody else is watching somewhere else that can see it.
Right, because it has to come from a monitor.
So the only guys that can signal a challenge are the pitcher, catcher, or batter.
Right, but I'm saying, could somebody, let's say somebody in the dugout was watching a broadcast that had the box on it.
That's the only way you can do it.
To signal to the pitcher, catcher, or batter.
That feels like it would have to happen really fast.
They would have to cheat.
So how much time do they get?
It seems like it's instantaneous. Like the way you watch in the minor leagues is a guy throws a pitch that he thinks is a strike, immediately starts tapping the head.
Yeah.
So that seems like a really quick relay.
Yeah. So it has to be the people on the field that think it's
like,
wrong.
I don't think you would get 10 seconds to make a decision on it. I think it would be...
It shouldn't take that long. If I got a monitor in the dugout and I'm watching
But you're not allowed to do... They're not allowed to do that. It can't be from a monitor. What I'm saying is that would be cheating, but I don't know how they would...
Well, we had everybody to monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... I don't think that's what they want. I think,
But my only thing is, you can't. It's like trusting a wide receiver to say he caught the ball.
Yeah.
When we all see that he didn't catch it, but he's like, throw the flag. No, you didn't catch it. The ball hit the ground.
And that's why players are gonna have to show self-control.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But every player that thinks it wasn't a strike, like when we're looking at it on TV, we're like, no, that was a strike.
Yeah, I know.
I would not trust players to do this.
I know.
Well, from what I've watched,
like that's why it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
From what I've watched, it seems like pitchers know better than hitters do.
Yes.
Pitchers seem to complain more accurately than hitters do. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tougher for hitters, I think.
Yeah. I would be reluctant to trust a batter up there.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And again,
especially when you say using it early.
Yeah.
It takes it away. You don't have the ability to use it late.
Yeah.
And also, a message to umpires, get a little cocky if they get it wrong.
Like, yes.
You got to go on the mic and say, wrong. Like, add some flavor to the game.
Give them the wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in extra innings, they are awarded an extra challenge if they are out.
Per inning.
Per inning?
I believe it's per inning.
Yeah, each extra inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
It's the High Hopes spiky baseball report.
Well, I had to
report.
Look at it real quick.
Okay.
I didn't read it before.
Yes, I know. That's why I started explaining everything, because I was sure.
Just hit the head. Hit the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Hit the head.
Well, that's the ABS.
Tap the head. You want to say
tap the head. Hit the head means go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
Everyone relax. I'm saying, everyone's going to say hit. No one's going to say tap the head. They're going to say hit the head.
That's what you got to use now.
You can't say hit the head.
You can't say hit the head.
Why?
That means go to the bathroom.
Make the sign. Make the sign at the ballpark. They can't say hit the head because everyone's going to interpret that as going to the bathroom.
Right.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. In case, I know no one's paid attention to baseball in the last like six games because they've been on the West Coast. The Mets are currently out of the playoff spot. The Reds have the tiebreaker advantage over them.
Let's go Reds!
Come on, Reds!
Yeah, so Mets and Reds are tied, but Reds have the tiebreaker.
Yes.
And I think Diamondbacks are, what, one game back of both of those guys?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would love to go to Cincinnati.
They still have to beat the Dodgers.
Well, whatever.
Well, that's what we
wanted
to do, right?
Yeah.
We're going to root for them to beat, because we would have to do L.A. Well, Jack's rooting to go to L.A.
Yeah, Jack wants to go to L.A. You kidding me?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You've never been to Cincinnati either.
You want to stay with my brother?
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different. Cincinnati and L.A.
Cincinnati's a closer flight.
Yeah, listen, I don't care about
flight.
All go. I don't care about flight lengths.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah. You don't care about lengths.
No. I was told it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen, airport beers taste the same, whether it's a five-hour flight or an hour flight.
There you go, buddy.
That's a good point.
So they are the final week here. They are 2.5 behind the Brewers, but it's 3.5 with the tiebreaker. It's probably dead, but
they had an opportunity, man. Brewers have lost some games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they go Padres and then Reds to close it out.
Brewers do.
That's not easy.
That's tough.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the number one
seed. Come
on. Nah, we're gonna lose tonight.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. 215.
Yeah.
592-9494. So yeah, so Phil's.
I haven't watched a team in a week, and you're like, hey,
well,
I
was watching stupid team.
Fine, you're just stupid.
No, it was Sunday. Sunday's game.
I know because you're so mad about your little quarterback. Anyway, here is what the lineup will be when Trey is back versus what I think the lineup should be.
Okay,
the lineup when Trey is back is going to be Turner, Schwarber, Bryce, Bohm, Marsh, Bader.
Yeah,
the first six. What it should be is either Turner, Harper, Bader, Schwarber, or Harper or Bader, Harper, Turner, Schwarber. Like, I don't want
Bader Harper, Turner, Schwarber.
I want Harper batting too. I want them to split up the lefties. Like, I'm worried. You and Ike always mocks me for the, oh, you're worried about the lefty-righty thing. Yes.
Exactly.
Like, when you're facing.
Why I'm worried about lefty-righty thing is that I know we all think Schwarber and Bryce can hit lefties. When they're up against a nasty lefty, they look pathetic. And in some eighth inning where there's two guys on and we have, I've been with you, but this whole season, those two guys against a good lefty, a lot of times don't even look competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have those two guys up in a big spot in the late in the game. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wish those guys had looked better against great lefties this year, but I don't think they've looked very good.
I think staying Turner, Schwarber, Harper.
And then Bohm. Bohm's back to the cleanup spot.
Oh, no.
No, he is.
Well, no, I'm saying oh, no. Yeah. Like, I don't even want him in the cleanup spot.
You don't want
spot.
That pressure.
Well, no, I he doesn't play well there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the point? Why not put Bader there?
Maybe. Well, the two Thompson things that I need fixed in the postseason. Two Thompson things. One, he has to be quick on lineup adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
I think last couple years, he's just like, those are my guys. I'm going to stick with them. Yada, yada, yada. But if the lefty thing is becoming an issue, listen, Charlie Manuel split up the lefties in the playoffs back in the day. It wasn't in 08, but in 9 and 10, I believe he split up Howard and Utley. That's Howard and Utley. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's one thing he has to do. And the other thing he has to do is a much quicker leash on getting starters out of the game. Like, I thought Nola on Sunday, it was only the sixth inning, but also you kind of feel that one coming.
Yeah.
In the postseason, that's got to change. Now, I think on one hand with Thompson at this point, he needs to see if guys can work their way through things. Mm-hmm. So I understand it. I just hope that when October rolls around, a little bit quicker of a trigger on getting guys out.
Well, you do want Bohm there because he's a contact hitter.
Right. Yes. He's hot, too. He's 4-for-4 on Sunday.
He is. What, 9-of-13 since he's back?
Lifting and launches.
Bohm just does what he does. You guys don't appreciate it.
No,
we don't.
I don't need to stick my chest out every time he does something, though. Because it's expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
So poor guy.
But only knock against him is he doesn't hit home runs.
Poor guy. Poor guy. The two guys he is. You are a soldier. The two guys you have taken up for.
I do exactly what you do.
Yeah,
you got your guys that you like.
But you picked Nolan Boehm.
I've been there through the good times and the bad times. I don't crap on the guys when they don't play well.
I respect
and abandon them like some guys do around here.
Whoa.
Yeah, as soon as a guy can't play or he can't hit, throw him away. He's trash. I'm talking to both of you.
Oh, okay.
Because when he's playing well, then you're going to appreciate
it. I want him to be good. I just don't.
I don't want him in a four-hole either.
Yeah.
I've always told you he's not a cleanup hitter.
And this is why I would like to keep Bader up higher in the lineup and move Schwarber down to four. So there's real protection there.
Sure.
And you split up the lefties.
There you go. All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm just trying to get to the World Series.
You and me both, man.
That's all I'm trying
that's
to
all
do.
I, look, if Alec Boehm is the MVP of the playoffs.
That's what you need.
God
bless you
him.
Go. Yes.
It'll never happen.
You don't want that to happen.
No.
I will stick my chest out.
Oh, I know.
And to be clear, I'll take a dagger-like thing if it makes Boehm World Series MVP. I'll be happy.
The Boehm dagger?
Yeah.
when they're up 6-1 and he hits a grand slam in the seventh and he gets World Series MVP,
right.
I'll be happy.
All right. In
the moment, you will be.
Yes. I promise you. I know.
Yeah. Kid will never see him again. He'll be so happy. The Phillies win the World Series. You kidding me, this guy? Oh, my God. He'll have his own float. He'll build his own float. All right. I don't even know how to transition to this. It's only that I want to tell you is that it is a great time. It is always a great time to get over to Colonial Hyundai to get a brand new Hyundai from my buddy, the cars are John Ashdell and the staff at Colonial. But right now is the blow the whistle sales event. If I was better at whistling, I would try. I'm gonna try it. It's not bad. It's not bad. How about this when you blow the whistle? A 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month. How about a 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for only $299 a month?
I can hear you concentrating.
Yeah, I don't want to blow it. And how about a brand new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month only at Colonial? Your trade, which might not be something I'd want to whistle for, it's probably not that good. Doesn't matter. You're going to get at least $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in at Colonial. And every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with the best protection in the game. America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Run to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown for the Blow the Whistle sales event or shop online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. How you doing?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Jack, real quick, they moving Boehm to first tonight, and Otto's playing third?
No, Otto's playing first.
Yeah.
Otto's playing first? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, what? Boehm's
a better
joke.
Third baseman.
Yeah, they actually need him at third base.
Okay.
You all right, buddy?
Me? Yeah, I'm okay.
I'll make sure.
So in my mind, my phone call right now is going to be completely different than when I talked to Jack when I placed it because of Ike and Elliot. Because my opinion was going to be that the question you asked, of course, was, do you want the Eagles to be more aggressive offensively?
Yeah.
And I think that the straightest route back to the Super Bowl, I loved seeing what Jalen could do. And, man, every time when he needs to do it, he does it. But I still think the straightest route back to the Super Bowl is for the Eagles to be a controlled, time-consuming, run-the-ball offense, which controls the time clock, keeps the defense fresh off the field. That's their straightest route to the Super Bowl, I believe, until Ike convinced me to go the other way.
Well, you can't control
the
clock.
At least you got to the right side.
You can't control the clock if you can't run the ball. They haven't been able to run the ball all that well. It's a great The reason I agree with Ike largely is that that thing that I know they were 2-0 going into that game, but that thing that they did last year, you can just watch the team and see that at least thus far, it was not working the same way this year. And I don't think you're going to be able to Saquon your way to a Super Bowl this year the way they did last year. It was a beautiful thing last year, but the odds of it happening again seem pretty small.
And by the way, he shouldn't be tasked with that responsibility of carrying the offense that he did last year.
Yeah, not when everybody else is getting paid too. You know, it's a bunch of all pros on the offense. So yeah, I mean, it is largely about him. I agree with Elliot, and I think Ike is saying the same thing. It doesn't mean throw 36 times a game. I think what it means is throw earlier in the game to get a lead. I think that will help Saquon as well. It will make Saquon's life easier. But I think it's on the coaches to tell him to do it, but it's on Jalen to take those shots when they're there early in the game.
Yeah, Spike, I've been humbled the last couple of weeks into relearning what I already knew. And what I know is there's guys in the past 2 weeks, because I didn't have them beating Kansas City. I didn't. And I didn't have them beating Tampa Bay. I had them coming out of the gate 2-2. But I think they will beat Tampa Bay now, because what I relearned was there's just guys that are winners. They just are. Forget the stats. Forget everything else. And Jalen Hurts. And by the way, like Jalen Hurts and Tyrone Crawford are winners.
Talk to me.
And I ain't ever going to bet against either one again, either ever again in my life. No. Because they're winners.
We are crossing. We are not going back to a 2-week-old boxing match. We're not. Don't you dare.
I won't.
Okay. All right.
I was a 2-second thing.
Oh, do you know? Listen.
Let Dom cook. All right.
Well, I'm letting Dom cook.
I told Jack when I called.
Putting the guardrails up.
I was not going back to boxing at all.
Anymore, all right.
Because Spike, I don't want to go. I try to call and follow the rules.
There it is. We don't have to do this, Tasty Cake. I love you. We don't have to.
We're all friends. We all love
good.
Each other.
We're all good. Yes. Yeah.
So here's the other point that I just quickly wanted to make that nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody, but here's the other thing that Jalen does is the other thing that he does, like, is when he gets cooking, you watched Matt Stafford melt like an ice cream cone in the Sahara Desert. And he did it to Josh Allen. He does it to Patrick Holmes. That's what he does.
Hold on.
When they try to stay with Jalen, they fail.
Hold on. Tasty cake. Matt Stafford led a drive into Eagles territory for a winning field goal that got blocked. Where was Matt Stafford melting at that point?
He didn't. He's zero. The 0 points he scored after.
Oh, did Jalen? Did Jalen block the field goal?
0 points.
Tasty cake. Did Jalen block the field goal?
Yeah, they blocked two field goals.
No,
they blocked two field.
Jalen Hurts.
Two field goals.
What are you talking about? Stop it.
I'm talking about they blocked two field goals.
And what does that have to do with Matt Stafford? You people with Jalen derangement syndrome are crazy. What does a blocked field goal have to do with Matt Stafford? Nothing. Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. You psycho. You psycho. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Melted.
He didn't melt. He led the team. Let me ask Tasty Cake. If Jordan Davis doesn't block that field goal, does Matt Stafford melt in the fourth quarter?
Well, did he get it in the end zone?
He didn't need to score a touchdown. All he needed was a field goal. If Jordan Davis doesn't block that field goal, had Matt Stafford melted?
He did. What do you mean he didn't need a touchdown? What are you talking about?
They were down by 1 point! They were down by 1 point! You psycho! They were down by 1 point! He led them into field goal range with a good kicker, and it got blocked. It has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. It has nothing to do with Matt Stafford melting. It has to do with a kick getting blocked. You, this is crazy. It's crazy. The Rams moved the ball up and down the friggin' field. What are we talking about? And Matt Stafford didn't even play well on Sunday, and he still, when it was winning time, led his team into field goal range, and they missed the field goal. What are you talking about? I can't do this. It's crazy.
That call was going well for a while.
It's crazy. What a psychotic, what kind of virus is this? It is a virus. Talk about the game like it happened. Not in your fantasy friggin' world where Matt Stafford is in the game missing a field goal because Jalen Hurts is on the other team. It's psychotic. It's insane. What is happening on the top five at five?
Oh, my God.
That was so crazy.
Where that ranked in the best Eagles regular season game since 2000?
Oh, a sports one.
Yeah?
Okay. Awesome.
Come on, man. It's probably ranked.
All right. That's coming up.
Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been so good all day. All week, I actually think. Yesterday and today. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.